And here we go. The winner of Commuter Idol Season 1 is...
I hate to use the expression, but I'm so gassed to tell you our winner joins us this morning. It is Brenda Wells of Sparrows Point. Brenda, I don't know whether to say congratulations or I'm sorry.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh, what a surprise. Thank you very much.
This is so cool because you know you're going to get $1,000 in gas money, which we know you can use.
Oh, absolutely.
As well as a limo ride to and from work courtesy of Reston Limousine. Did you think you were going to win?
I wasn't. I didn't think it. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm like speechless here. A lot of the people that I work with, they were like, you've got this. Nobody can compete with this. So it was a lot of positive support from them. So this is great. This is really great. What a great way to start the holiday weekend.
Yeah, no.
Your commute is tough enough as it is, but how hard is it going to be once you take the limo to work and then have to go back to doing it?
Christy, I said, you know what? I almost don't want that limo ride because I am going to be spoiled.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you don't know what you're missing. So if you get that, it's just going to be like, oh, my gosh.
Well, you deserve to be spoiled. How many kids do you have?
I have 3 kids.
Oh, so you're really busy on the road. You're looking to take care of them. Is that what it's all about?
Oh, absolutely. It's all about them, actually. Yeah. And, you know, just getting to the job. And my focus is on getting out of the office on time just so I can get home and make them dinner and start preparing them for the next day. It's all about them.
All right. Now, if we can just sort of review what you go through, how many steps does it take for you, right? You got the car, the trains, and the bus. How many steps on your commute?
Okay, so I drive from my house to the airport, which is about 45 minutes. And then when I get to the airport, I hop on the train, the MARC train. So that's step number 2. When I get off the MARC train, I go down to the Metro Red Line. So that's step 3. Then I transfer at Metro Center. So that's step 4. I get onto the Blue or Orange. And then when I get off at Foggy Bottom, I go up and hit the bus. So what is that, 5 steps?
Yeah, so what happens if one of these don't connect, if you're late
exactly.
on one train? What happens?
That is the biggest headache because, you know, for instance, if the MARC train is usually the one that's usually the messiest. If that is late, then everything else gets pushed behind at least half hour, 40 minutes. It could just really mess up the entire schedule. It's just that whole, the connection pieces. Like I said, if it was one just straight shot and I'm stuck in traffic, that's bearable. But it's just that headache of thinking what's coming next and how that's going to affect the, you know, the next steps.
Gosh, I'm so happy for you, Brenda.
I'm happy, too.
I know. Let's go out and have a beer. Come on.
Yes. No, actually, you know what? I'm going to take the kids out for an ice cream. But I do want to say one thing. I want to say thank you to all the support that I get from home and from my work. I have a fabulous boss and fabulous coworkers. So I just want to thank everybody.
Brenda Wells of Sparrows Point, our winner for the Commuter Idol Contest, the dubious honor of having the worst commute in the area. And hopefully the $1,000 and the limo ride will make things better for you and not worse in the long run as you get used to those nice limo rides to work.
Outstanding stuff. Our first ever Commuter Idol, so she will hold that distinction forever. And we've gotten so many fabulous stories that have come out of this. We'll share so many of them with you coming up and also let you know that our runners-up are going to get $150 and gas cards themselves, so at least their commute will be a little more bearable in the days to come.